Hey guys, how's everybody doing? Awesome, yeah. No, you guys are totally in for a treat this week. I know I usually bullshit our sessions, but you have to admit, when I actually plan for a change, it's always a good time. Or a bad time, depending on how smart you all decide to be that day. And no, I'm still not going to apologize for three of you dying like 2 sessions ago. I did everything I could in that situation. I stepped in and I gave the courtesy, hey, reminder that there is a very good chance that your character can actually die in this campaign, and you all still decided to fight a level 20 sorcerer and a level 20 barbarian at level 3. Hell no, I'm not sorry. Dude, they didn't even want to fight you in the first place. Y'all deserve that shit. Okay, settle down. So last we left our heroes, the party was walking down a relatively abandoned alley when they found an intricate door with an ornate but broken knocker. After an hour or so of work, you all managed to fix the display, and once you knocked on the door, it swung open, revealing a dark stone room. As you walked further in, you found a person laying on the cold floor. Our cleric immediately went to his side, and the others had just followed in. All right, let's get into it. As the rest of the party crosses the threshold, a thick stone slab moves in front of the door and leaves everyone in inky blackness, impossible to see through. Anyone with dark vision can see a massive appendage slowly sinks from the back of the person that our cleric is kneeling near. But all of you see it wrap around her as 6 sconces that you hadn't noticed before suddenly light up with a flickering flame. The appendage constricts around her body. And with the lights up, you realize that there are bodies like this in every corner of the room. As the lights come on, you start to hear a loud hissing noise as well. Anyone who would like to can make an intelligence or perception check. All right. Anyone who can beat a 15 can tell that it's getting harder to breathe the longer that you stand in the room. And anyone who could beat a 20 intelligence can tell that you have about 7 rounds until something bad happens. I need everyone to roll initiative. Oh, shit. Huh? No, no, I'm okay. I'm so cool right now. I just, forgot that I was, doing something today. No, we don't need to reschedule. I can do it while we play. Okay, what did everyone get? Yeah, just a d20 plus your dex. Right, okay, so 17 from our bard, 8 from the cleric, 11 from the warlock, and what about you, babe? 23! Got it! Y'all figure out what you want to do. I'm gonna mute myself for a bit and go through my notes. Please figure out how not to die. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. You know what? Fuck this. Hey babe, I'm gonna move you to the Whisper chat. I have a question about a few of your subclass abilities that I forgot to talk about earlier with you. Yeah. Yep. Your subclass abilities. I said what I said. We'll be right back, gang. Are you fucking crazy? No, really, I want to know if you lost your mind. That was so not cool. Holy shit. Baby, wait, I can't. No, babe. I haven't forgotten who's in charge. You are. You do. You own this pussy. I can't do this in front of our friends. Please, I think it's getting to be a little too much, baby. No, I don't want to stop, but I don't want to do it like that again. Do you think I could come now? And then you can come over after the session and do whatever you want to me then? Of course you want me to beg. What? Oh, nothing. No, I didn't say anything, baby. Okay. Please. Baby, please. You know how much I need this. I'm so fucking wet. I think I've soaked through my panties. Honestly, I'm kind of surprised the vibrator hadn't slid out. Honestly, I'm kind of surprised the vibrator hasn't slid out. But please, make me come. I want to be so good for you, darling. Thank you, fuck, thank you. I was so scared that I was going to give us up. You know, I totally told Lauren that we brought that app-controlled vibrator. Yes, he totally would have figured us out. Then I'd have to TPK y'all out of embarrassment so I wouldn't have to meet with them weekly. fuck. Yeah, I think that's totally fair. Fuck, baby, I need more. Fuck, please. Oh my god. Fuck, yes. Yes, 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 thank you. Fuck, can I talk to myself? Please. I need to, baby. Oh my god, please let me. Oh, thank you. Fuck, I love you. I love you. Fuck, baby, I'm gonna come. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. Fuck, please don't stop. Oh my god, make me come, love. Oh, I wanna be so good for you. Send you pictures of my wet little pussy when we're done. Just like you like. Mm-hmm. So, please make me come. Yeah? Fuck, I'm so close. Fuck. Mm. Oh, fuck, babe. I'm gonna have to sit in this mess for like 2 hours. Oh yeah, you sound pretty freaking proud of yourself. Alright, I'm gonna move you back and recollect myself, so build a good cover for us. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's all up to you, babe. I love you, but I do have to look at my notes super quick, so go mingle. I'll rejoin the call in a second, babe. Love you. Okay, bye.